I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking about Zentangles.
Zentangle is actually a meditative art form, abstract. It can be taught to almost anybody.
That's Harley King, a certified Zentangle instructor, who found this particular style of art by simply Googling the word doodle.
Well, I'm a doodler. I like to doodle. In 2012, because you could do that now, I actually Googled doodling. And when I did that, it came up with this concept called Zentangle. It was developed originally in 2003 by a husband and wife couple out in Massachusetts. And they have taught it now around the world, and there are over 3,000 people who have been actually trained to teach it.
So what is Zentangle? Well, as Harley mentioned, it was created in 2003 by Rick Roberts, who had practiced meditation for years, and Maria Thomas, who was an artist. Together, they combined their skills to create a method of drawing patterns, which they called tangles. Now, some of these tangles are repeating squares or triangles, even circles. They build on each other, and then they're strung together to create a detailed drawing on a small square of paper. Now, Harley found that this repetitive doodling, this type of meditative art, helped relieve his stress and calm any anxiety.
The other thing I found it does is it actually helps release the creativity. I truly believe that everybody has the potential to be creative, that everybody has within them the ability to be creative. I mean, one of the questions I ask when I first start my classes, how many in here feel that they're creative? And most of the people won't raise their hands. In a sense, you know, there's a lot of meditation that class is being taught these days. Zentangle is a way to do meditation without having to sit and try to control your mind. What you're doing is you're the repetition of drawing the lines. If you can draw a line, you can do Zentangle.
Harley was self-taught for a few years, but then decided to become a certified instructor, traveling all the way to Providence, Rhode Island, for a four-day workshop. Once he returned to Toledo, he knew exactly where he wanted to go to set up his first classes.
Yeah, in 2006, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. I had surgery in 2006, and so I became acquainted with the Victory Center, used their services back then. And in 2010, I had radiation treatment for the cancer, and I went back to the Victory Center. So I was familiar with them. One of the things that Zentangle, if you get into the rhythm of it, it can help you manage your pain. It can help you deal with the stress. It helps you reduce the stress and helps to relax you. So I saw a lot of benefit offering it to the clients of the Victory Center.
Harley wasn't the only one that saw a benefit. He was just recently awarded an accelerator grant by Toledo's Arts Commission. It's a great support to help fund his classes and his supplies, but it also marks an unexpected shift in his career, as he never expected to be a fully funded art instructor.
Well, art as such was never something that was really high on my radar. I had a degree in English and looked to be a writer. Writing has always been my love, my passion, and art came to me slowly. I go back to teachers want it a certain way, or in today's world here in Ohio, you teach to the tests and what has to be they have to know, and art is never considered, creativity is never considered one of those skills. And yet if you get out and you read the business books today, one of the most important skills that the leaders are looking for is creativity. I believe our parents and our school system has really reduced that. And unfortunately, that happens a lot. So we get into a certain mold, and that's all we think we can do.
Well, Harley is excited to continue to break the mold of what he thinks he can do. With the support of this accelerator grant, he again is fully funded to continue to teach the art of Zentangle, hoping to share the same sense of serenity and calm that he experienced himself when practicing this particular style of meditative art.
I think I get a lot of very positive feedback from the people who go through the classes. There's a certain number of them that continue to come back again and again. And so we create projects and other things for them to do. Like I did one on kimono, a Japanese kimono, and they actually put the designs inside that. We did one where we took a cutout of a cancer ribbon and then had them put the tangles inside the cancer ribbon. So we've done a lot of different projects like that. There's a group of people that really get into it and really continue to be involved with it. You know, we have, I think, have had a very positive impact on the people going through it. But those that have stuck with it have done very, very well.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.